Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. In my life, let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to.
Psychic medium, master intuitive healer, and transformational teacher. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm so happy to be here today. After a little bit of a hiatus to regroup, and because I was totally up to my eyeballs in school, that I just had to take a break from the radio show. And my school was conflicting with my schedule, and you guys all know, if you've listened to me, that I kept changing the day and the time of the show, and I just couldn't get it to work. So I have a bit of a break from school programs at the moment, and so I thought, why I have a little hiatus going on with my school stuff, I'm going to get back on there. So this is my second show in the last 2 weeks, and I want to thank you all for your patience and for hanging out with me. I love hanging out with you guys. This is like the best part of what I do because I love people. That's, and I'm just going to give a shout out to people in the chat room. Hello, Sandy. And we'll say hello to everybody who comes in the chat room. I just thought about loading it. If you're listening, come on in the chat room. It is up and loaded now. And if you'd like to call in to speak with me today, the guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. So again, the guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. So remember, whether you listen live or you listen to the show on a replay, this is recorded live, so the energy continues to be live and strong. And the more people that listen to the replays, the stronger the vibration and anything we do on the show. Sometimes I might do a meditation, or I might do a healing with somebody over the phone, that kind of thing on the show. That all gets better and better with time. And so the relevance of it gets the strength improves. So just keep that in mind. And, what's on? Well, oh my gosh, I actually didn't have a chance to check the astrological report because I have so much going on. You know, I'm taking, have a little bit less schoolwork right now. My daughter is getting ready to graduate a week from Saturday from Bentley University with high honors, with a perfect 4.0. So excited about that. She has worked so incredibly hard throughout her high school, well, her whole school career, but throughout high school and through her college years as well. And so I just want to acknowledge all her hard work. And she's really a remarkable individual, not because she's my daughter, but just because she is. Although I'm lucky that she picked me. So, but tomorrow is ball, the baccalaureate ball, and there's all kinds of fun things coming up and going on with the graduation. So I'm a little tied up with that at the moment, but that's all really fun stuff. And we have a big fundraiser Saturday that I'm involved with for at the Portuguese American Club in Portsmouth, Rhode Island, that I've been doing for many, many years, which is a prime rib and big stuffed shrimp dinner. And I will be there serving all the lovely people who are coming to the fundraiser. And so that's just a little bit that's going on. So, I do know one thing that actually is going on this week, not astrologically so much, but out there in the universe, and solar flares. We just had a massive solar flare, and I was just saying to my mechanic how the internet has been so bad the last 2 days, and I'm on high-speed internet, and I can't even, haven't even been able to, you know, open my email or anything. Nothing will load. And he said he was having the same problems. And then I find out that we just had this massive solar flare, and it can really interfere with electronics, and it really was affecting our electronics here in the Northeast. And today, thankfully, it's okay because I was worried about getting on air today because yesterday I was helping a colleague with her new Blog Talk Radio show, and I had the hardest time getting into her studio and logging in, and the computer just was not cooperating. So I am so happy it is cooperating today. So solar flares can not only affect electronics, but it can also affect moods. And so if you're feeling unusually irritable, if you have little ones, maybe they're having difficulty sleeping, or maybe you're having difficulty sleeping, that can all be connected to the solar flares. So keep that in mind. And that's why I like to look at what's going on in the universe with solar flares and things like that, and also astrologically, because so many times in my life, you know, I'll have this day or this week of things, and then afterwards I'll look at the astrology and go, oh my God, I wish I had looked at it before, because then I would have approached things differently, knowing that, you know, this could come up, whatever. So anyhow, that's my sort of story there for the week. And so I didn't have time, I'm sorry, to look up the astrology and what's going on this week, but I encourage you to do that. And you can check out some of the astrologers I really like. Maya White is one of them. Deborah Silverman is another. I love the two of them. So you can check out their astrology and what they have to that are going on this week. And, oh, yeah, we've got the big move back home on Saturday with my daughter, Ryan. So that's coming on, too. And hopefully it'll all go smooth and the solar flares behaving themselves by then. So today's topic, and it was funny because the topic came up when I was working with my colleague, Susan Mullins, who's been on the show several times, although it's been a while since she's been on the show, and we talked about her coming on the show soon. So she has a brand new radio show that she's getting ready to launch, and her show is called Soul Sisters. And that is going to be on Blog Talk Radio on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock. So I'm so excited about that. And I really encourage you to check out Susan's new show next Tuesday at 7. So I was helping Susan get her Blog Talk Radio studio set up and running her through how to do certain things and everything. And, we were talking as doing this, and we always get these great insights when we have a conversation with Susan. I always do, and I know you guys love her too. So one thing that we were talking about, all of a sudden Susan comes out with, I have to give her credit for this because she did coin this in today's show, is, are you here to choose or are you here to cruise? And, you know, through your life. So I thought, wow, that's a great topic and a great show. And that's what we were doing. We were actually kicking topic around for shows. And that's a really great topic, because how many people just sort of go along with life? And, you know, for example, certain things may happen in your life, and I'll use myself as an example. When I was 18, my mother wanted to take the post office. She wanted to work for the post office, but she didn't want to take the test alone. And I had no interest whatsoever working for the post office. So, but being a girl and a team player, I took the test with my mother because she didn't want to go alone. And she studied for weeks and weeks, and I never opened the book to study. And so I went along and took the test and forgot about it. A couple of years had gone by, and supposedly the list stayed active 2 years after you take the test. And then even if you passed the test, supposedly they reissued the test, and then they had a new list to hire. So I had totally forgotten about it. Well, 4 years later, after taking this test, I get a card in the mail that says, congratulations, you've been hired. What? So here I was going along with my mother just oh my gosh, I just touched something on my computer. I thought my Blog Talk Radio studio went kaput, but it opened a whole nother window. Technology and I are not best friends. But anyway, so I went along because my mother didn't want to take the test alone. Okay, so that's an example of, you just cruise through life because somebody wants you to do something, or just because it happens to be there at the time, and it's not really a conscious choice. you know, it's not something I wanted to do. I didn't have any interest in you know, taking that or working for the Postal Service. So I just did it, and I cruised through the test, and then I got hired. And I'm like, what? And so again, you know, and this time, again, I let other people influence. Getting married at the same time they hired me, and my soon-to-be in-laws were really pressuring me to take the job because it was a good job, it was good pay, it was this, it was all that. And I caved in and gave up, and took the job. And so anyway, so I chose to take it, but yet I really kind of cruised into it because I never wanted it in the first place. So where are you either choosing things in your life to make other people happy, or are you just allowing life to happen around you? A really great thing to in America, one that has houses on it, preferably, any night of the week, say after 8 o'clock, 8, 9 o'clock, what do you see when you're driving down the street, we'll say in suburban America, what do you see? You see what the blue hue coming from every house, where everybody is sitting there watching the TV. That's a great example of sort of letting life cruise. So what are you doing? You're sitting in front of the TV observing actors or reality shows. You know, they're real people in these shows. You know, of course, the shows are all beefed up or whatever. But you're just living life through watching the TV, right? So you're just kind of cruising along. And sometimes sometimes we all need a little mindless something to get our mind off of the daily rat race. But the daily rat race is what got us into this mess in the first place. So how many areas in your life have you just allowed things to happen around you, allowed life to flow around you, and not really made a conscious choice, a healthy conscious choice, from your inner core, what you know is good for you? That's the difference between choosing and cruising. When you can ask yourself, and this is why, that's a healthy choice. Okay. When you just go along with things, you're just cruising. You know, you're just cruising along. And just cruising may be something as simple as not being in a job or being in a job that you don't love. How many people do you know are in jobs that they hate, but yet they stay there because decent money, maybe they get benefits, whatever their reasons are. And they're living the rat race. And they go home and they're miserable and they sit in front of the TV trying to get unmiserable and forgetting about their miserable day. Now, if you're listening to this show, that's probably not you, but you probably know a lot of people who are like that. Yet, there will be some areas in your life, because I know there are some areas in my life, where you just kind of cruise along. So yours may be relationships. Maybe you're in a relationship, and, you know, maybe it's a partner, maybe it's a spouse, you know, maybe it's just a boyfriend thing, or it's not really a committed thing, girlfriend thing. But you just sort of stay in the relationship because it's okay. It's not too painful where, you know, it's unbearable, but yet it's not great either. So you just stay and you just kind of cruise along and just, you know, go with the flow and cruise along and stay in the relationship. And meantime, you could be having the most amazing relationship your whole life if you could make that choice. That's a big one. Relationships tend to be really big for most people. And so many of us stay in relationships that are just mediocre. And, you know, when you look back, if you were to do a life review, which I recommend everybody do today or tomorrow or this weekend. So if you write your own obituary, and what would you say about yourself? Oh, they worked for UPS for 25 years and, you know, they had so many children and they had this. But writing the obituary, what would it feel like? You know, did you live a mediocre life? Did you have relationships in your life that were okay but never really great? Have you ever experienced fantastic, amazing, crazy love in your life? If you haven't, you need to. It's crazy and amazing. And it's all possible. There are 7 billion people in the world. There's somebody out there for every one of us. All right. So anyway, I'm getting on a little tangent here. So that being said, where is it in your life that you're either stuck or you are just cruising along? Take a minute and really think about that, because we all have those places. We all have those places. And when you can honestly answer and identify where those places are in your life, then you're going to be in the position to be able to choose consciously from that point forward. And if you're staying in a relationship that's mediocre, there are reasons why. We all have reasons why we stay and do things and just cruise along. But I also want you to look at what is possible if you have a great relationship. And I'm not saying for everybody to walk away from their relationships. Some relationships are mediocre because we typically, especially women, and well, I shouldn't say especially women because men too, people often have a hard time asking for what they need. And so we sometimes can get bitter and resentful because our needs aren't getting met. And this happens a lot with women. And because we never ask for what we need in the relationship. And we think we're asking for what we need, but really, oftentimes, we're saying something like, oh, and I can use this as an example because I've done this myself. I'll say to my boyfriend, hey, do you want to go for a walk? And oftentimes, he'll say no. And then I go for a walk and get all pissy because I really wanted him to go for a walk. But I didn't ask him if he wanted to go for a walk. I didn't say that I would like him to go for a walk. I asked him if he wanted to go for a walk. And he said no. I wasn't asking for what I wanted. I just asked if he wanted to do something. And I'm just switching headphones here because I'm getting some comments in the chat room that the quality is not very good. So if you guys can let me know if that's better, that would be great. Okay, I'm not sure what's going on, but I'm trying a different set of headphones and hopefully that will help. So if anybody can just let me know, that would be really great. I'd appreciate it. Okay. Sorry, I'm just letting this person know. Okay. So learning to ask for what you want, what you really want, that's really key and really important in every relationship. Applying. Are you asking for you what you want? Okay, so still problems. Okay, so let me try one more thing. I'm sorry, I don't know what the technical issue is because I've got a couple of different headphones going on. I lost you completely. Okay, so I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what's going on. I've tried a couple of different headphones. Let me know how that is now. Not sure if it's the headphones or if it's the solar flares. Okay, so if you guys can let me know again if that's better. I'm totally off headphones now, and which typically is not really great when I'm off the headphones and just on speaker. So if you can just let me know how that is, that would be great. Okay, so if somebody can just check into the chat room and let Horrible on, Blog Talk Radio on all the stations are horrible. Thank you so much for letting me know, Caribbean. I appreciate that. So it's a Blog Talk Radio issue, which I have no control over, so I will apologize, but I don't think there's anything I can do about it. So I'm really sorry about that. M says it's so much better. Okay, you're fine. All right, so if that changes, just let me know if the quality goes bad again, and then I'll try to address, do something else. Okay, so again, start making, really be mindful of making conscious choices. What are you choosing? Okay, and do you really want what you're choosing? So many of us choose things to make other people happy. And, you know, we live in a world where we have to have relationships with people, and that's okay. When you do it from a mindful place of choice, then that is a healthy thing. When you do it from a place of really not wanting to do it, but you're going to do it anyway, and then you get resentful, that's a people-pleasing place, and that's really not good. Everybody's waving to each other in the chat room. I love you guys. You are so awesome. Very cool. So, again, if you come on into the chat room if you want. And I am going to go to the phone lines right now, and this is area code 691, and the last four digits are 5243. So when I bring it on the air, tell me one thing you're grateful for. Hi, this is Cynthia. You're on the air.
Hi there.
Am I speaking?
Hi. My name's Donna.
Donna, how are you tonight, Donna?
Or I'm doing pretty good.
Where you're at?
Yeah, so this is my first time calling in.
Oh, well, welcome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah. So you're taking questions? I can ask a question or...
You can. And before I take questions from my callers, I always like them to share with me and share with everyone who's listening one thing that they're grateful for in their life.
I'm grateful for my health and my family and my children. And
well, that's
just to be, just to be alive, actually.
That's great. That's really great.
Yeah.
And that's fantastic. Because, you know, oftentimes people never even think about what they're grateful for, you know? And so that's totally awesome. And it's a gift being alive every day. And especially when you have your health, too. It's really awesome.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
But how can I help you today, though?
Well, can I just see what you pick up in regards to my love life? I just want to see what comes mm-hmm. through for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's a very broad question.
True. do you see? Well, let's narrow it down. Do you see a relation? I mean, meeting anybody new, or do you see a relationship going to be happening in the near future?
Okay, do you know somebody named
Steve?
Do I know somebody named Steve? No. Not right now.
Well, because my guides will give me names. I always ask if you know the person. Because if they're giving me names and you don't know them, then, you know, it'll be somebody that's coming into your energy field. So they're clearly giving me the name Steve, or it could be Steven, but it looks like it'll be with a PH, not a V, is what they're showing me. They're like they're giving me the F, so it's like Stefan, so they're emphasizing the PH, okay? And so they're showing me this guy, it looks like his name is Steven. And I'm hearing the song "Walk On By." Walk On By. That's the song I'm hearing. So I'm just seeing where they're going with this. My guides can be really funny sometimes. So I'm just asking them questions about what is the "Walk On By" all about. Okay. Okay, so what they're saying is it looks like you may sort of either meet this person in passing, or he may be acquainted. No, they're not saying he's not acquainted with somebody you know. But it's like you may sort of meet him in passing, and then a while will go by, and then you'll bump into this guy again, okay? So pay attention to the synchronistic events that happen. If you keep running into, like, the same person over and over again, because it looks like that's how it's going to come about. And I have a really funny story. This guy that I dated one time, he turned out to be one of my best friend's brothers. And when we first date we went out on, we started asking each other questions about his sister and all the different events that she had. He would go to the kids' birthday parties, and I was at the kids' birthday parties. Excuse me. And so we discovered that we were at all these events together and never even noticed each other for several years. And then when he asked his sister for my phone number, I was like, "Your brother who?"
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
So it's that like we funny. Just kept walking by each other. So it looks like it's going to sort of be like a scenario like that, okay? And does the number 57 mean anything to you?
57? No.
Okay. How old are you now?
I'm 47.
My guides are giving me 57. So it could be that he'll be 10 years older than you. It could be 57, but there'd be some significance about the number 57, 57. So it could be the house number, but it could be the license plate will be have 57, but they're giving me like this 57. So, okay, they want to go with the older. Okay, so don't discount him, if you meet this guy, and because it's looking like he's going to be 10 years older, okay? So don't discount it because of that, okay? And give it a chance. But again, I keep hearing "walk on by." So I think it's going to be several times before you guys actually connect. So it'll be a while, and what are you for work?
Well, I'm a hairstylist by trade, but I'm just doing other things at the moment.
Okay. Is there some kind of gathering planned over the summer, like a family gathering or some kind of party that's planned that you're going to yet?
I haven't heard about it yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing like a gathering, okay? And it could be that this will be the first time that you walk on by this individual, okay? But I felt like it might be around work, but
Well, I worked with somebody that's a lot of parties, so that's probably what it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, that makes sense then. So because it's like, you know, it's this gathering, it's this party, and so I feel like that will be like the first place where you start, or that's where you'll be meeting him or noticing him, or, you know, but it's like it's this gathering and this party. And it looks like it's going to take place over the summer.
Okay.
But it's going to be, it looks like it's the relationship probably won't start then. But it evolve where you'll keep running into each other.
Huh.
Okay. Yeah. So just be open to it and look for the synchronicities and you know, the me. And if all of a sudden you're hearing the song, walk on by, pay attention.
Okay, I will.
All right.
You sing that song. Sing that.
Oh, gosh, I don't even know.
It's an old one, huh?
An old one, yeah. I can't remember if it was Diana.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So, hear that song somewhere. Pay attention and see who's around you.
I will. I will definitely. Okay, cool. Thank you.
So thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah. No, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Have a great day.
Okay. You too. Okay. Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye. I love you guys. It's so much fun. I don't know what that beep was. Hopefully I didn't lose you all. But anyway, so look for the synchronicities in life in general. We tend to walk around with blinders on, and so much can happen in between the lines and in the synchronistic events. And so really, really pay attention to those things and start making the conscious choices. Okay, so I'm gonna go to the next caller, and the area code's 305, and the last four digits are 1416.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi, caller.
For your joy. I'm grateful for your joy. It matches my joy.
Oh, thank you so much. That's such a lovely and beautiful thing to say.
Well, you're putting a smile on my face.
Who am I speaking?
It's always good. My name is Eileen.
Eileen. Hi, Eileen. How are you today?
I'm very good. I'm at peace. Cynthia.
Yep. It's a wonderful feeling, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. So I'm looking at, are you choosing or are you cruising? I've been choosing my whole life, and then I'm cruising because I've made my choices in accordance with the greater good and with God's energy and spirit and source and listening to the little voice on my right shoulder since I was a little kid.
Good for you. That's fabulous. So can you share maybe a little bit with our listeners, about maybe a choice that you've made and how now by making those choices you are now able to cruise in this beautiful life you've created?
Because I've been following my joy. And because I've been following my joy, all of the opportunities come to me. Spirit says, we want you to do it. We're here to help you. And then I just embrace that. And in embracing that, I've been able to have my own business for 50 years where I'm doing my work and getting it out all over the world because I just meditate with it. I'm an artist. So when I'm in that space of joy and happiness and contemplation and channeling, it's taken me all over the planet except to Africa. I mean, between Africa and Australia, but I've been all of Europe, the South Pacific. I get invited to go on cruise ships and teach art. I go... I have people calling to me every day, you know, about my artwork, and I don't look for tomorrow. I don't even look for 2 hours from now. I don't know what's going to happen. So every breath that I'm walking is really an opening for opportunity to find me because I don't sit still in the sense that I don't wait for it to happen, but I'm always active with what I am here to contribute. You know, it's about creativity, cooperation, and contribution. That's where you really have to be in life. You have to realize that you're here to serve. Serve God through our body, serve God through our relationships with people around us, and to participate. You can't sit in the corner and whine or complain, because that way you just attract more negativity. But if you find
Absolutely.
What makes you joyful and happy and you share it, people will find you. Whatever that is, they'll find you and they'll want more of it because it'll lift their spirit.
Absolutely. You know, you said it so eloquently and perfectly, because that is really and truly the key. Because when we're joyful, we're living in heart space, and that raises everybody's vibration and attracts the people to you of that vibration. And when so many people, you know, really sort of get trapped in the thing of doing a job that they really don't like, they do it for the money, and there's no joy. There's no joy. And I have a lot of listeners, actually, who are artists. And, you know, some of them are struggling artists. And they don't have the same sense that you have and the same feeling. I can feel it and I can hear it in your voice that what you're doing is pure joy. And what our calling, whatever our calling is pure joy. So the real thing is find your joy, and that's where your calling is. And
right.
then you bring the world.
Right, and there's no judgment of whatever it is, whether you're washing clothes for somebody or you're cooking for somebody or you're babysitting or whatever it is. If you're taking care of your family and you're happy, that's your joy, and just you go through it, because everywhere that you place yourself is perfect.
Absolutely.
It's only when people follow other people's definitions or history, their history, you know, like history, you break it down to his story. Well, his story is not my story. I'm not going to let your fears cripple me. I'm not going to let your fears decide for me what I want to choose in my life.
Right. Right.
It has to do with life experiences, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And also having family that encourages you. They may think you're nuts, but who cares? Because God built us this way. You know,
right,
God
right.
built each one of us as an expression of self, of source, of creation.
Absolutely.
So we have Absolutely. To honor that love that is embedded in us. It's our right. It's our gift. We were given it, and it's our gift to give it away or give it back,
Absolutely.
Whichever
Absolutely.
Way you want to say it.
Absolutely. And it's really our duty to do so, you know.
Oh,
to
totally.
Bring
responsibility,
to,
yeah.
Absolutely, it's our responsibility to bring our joy out to the world.
But you know what's really cool, Cynthia? I just have to tell you, the word responsibility, it's mm-hmm. responding. It's the ability to respond. How's that?
Yeah,
is that cool?
Absolutely. It's very cool. I love, my daughter has this professor at school that a couple of years ago said, when you change the emphasis on a syllable, it totally changes the meaning.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Want to hear another one that Spirit gave me? When you get rid of the N-O-T-S, no, when you get rid of the N-O-T-S's in your life, you know,
mm-hmm.
I can't do this. It won't happen.
Yes.
It's too
yes.
hard. Then all the K-N-O-T-S's dissolve as well.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. And it's true. It's true. You know, Louise says that we need to eliminate the word not and should out of our vocabulary. I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. And she says, don't shouldn't on me, and don't shouldn't on yourself.
Right.
You know, and
well,
I
these
really
are all of the old paradigm that was given to us to believe eons ago. And
right.
what's happening on a mass consciousness level is that there's so many people doing the work that you're doing, the work that I'm doing, that
right.
are helping people get freed from
right.
from pain that they weren't even born with, but they were told to believe.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, when we just cruise through life without making conscious choices, that's what creates the pain body. And for, you know, right now, autoimmune disease is rampant, especially in women. You know, fibromyalgia is one in particular. And, it, you know, it comes from a lifetime often of not choosing and creating, not choosing from your joy.
Right.
You know? So I really thank you for your contribution today. It's really wonderful and so important. And I really hope that, you know, the listeners really take that in and they go back and listen to the replay because, you know, what you've shared is really of high value today. And I really appreciate that.
Thank you. So can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Since you're more developed in a certain area than, okay, in my choosing of my life, I'm ending I think yesterday was my 25th anniversary. Yeah. And I sent the papers to my husband, and he and I, we're, you know, he's a little sad, but we're very honest with each other, and we have integrity, and we're good friends, and I just want to know if he signed the papers and mailed them to me before he left. What do you think? What do you feel? What do you hear?
hold on, let me connect with my guy. What's your husband's name? First name's good.
Starts with J, the initial J. His name is Jerry.
Yeah. Okay, starts with Jerry. I'm not seeing the signature on the paper. Is he 100% for the divorce?
Is he what?
Is he 100% in on the divorce? He's okay with it?
Yeah, he's fine with that. He just wants what I promised him before the divorce gets settled. And I'm telling him it's not going to happen that fast. But if he sends me the papers, I'll get it worked on, you know, working on really as fast as I can make it happen.
Right. Okay. I'm not. It seems like that I'm seeing 26 year anniversary.
You're seeing what?
I'm seeing 26th anniversary. When was your 25th anniversary?
Yesterday, I think. Yesterday. Maybe it was 26. I was married in 89, so what's that? 215 minus 89. It's 26.
So
yesterday was 26.
Oh, okay, perfect. Because my guy is giving me 26. Okay. All right. So what I was thinking was there, if you were 25 and they're giving me 26, it would be 26 till you get divorced. So in the 26th year, the divorce will be final, is what they're saying. Okay.
Oh.
So it'll be final before, it looks like it'll be final before the 27th anniversary. I'm sorry. Somebody on the line, it must be having throat issues or is not speaking their words. Because I always get like this on the show when somebody in the chat room or somebody on the line waiting is not speaking their words or they have throat problems. So if any of you guys are out there, just type in the chat room and let me know, will you? Because once they acknowledge it, then it clears up for me. Okay, so it looks like it'll be done in the 26th year. But I really don't feel like signing the papers yet. Okay. I feel like he's wavering a little bit on that. And, I don't feel like he's signed the papers yet. It's away for 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I told him, I said, Mercury goes direct on the 18th. So do the sign the papers before then.
Oh, you said that's a really good thing, right? Yeah.
He's been living 3 years away from where I live and, he was taking a short trip I think Monday he called me, and he's got all these people up there telling him, no, get your money first before you sign the papers. And I'm saying, Jay, and he says, you don't know my wife. We're clear. Whatever right. we say to each other, we do. We're good with each other.
Good, good. So, I'm glad
and
to hear that.
Yeah, and we have integrity. You know, I'm not building up any more karma. I don't want to go through anything else.
Good. And
so maybe when he comes back from his trip, he'll sign them and then send them off.
Yeah, I think he is going to sign them because, like I said, it looks like it'll be done within the 26th year. You know, and I mean, some divorces drag on forever because that's how the lawyers make money. But
there's no lawyers. I already gave him the paper. There's no lawyers. It's a simple divorce, just simple. I just go to the courthouse, get an appointment, and then we're done. But see, the thing is that he retired just recently in February, and now he has no job, and he really doesn't want to stay where he's staying because it's too expensive. So he's thinking, I got to leave here. So I said, well, give me the freaking papers. I'll get them going, and then you'll get your money.
Right.
That's what's on his head right now. He's probably on a little vacation, and he's going to think about all this stuff. I said, yeah, what am I waiting for? Because, see, I'm more of a person that just makes action, and he, like, dawdles.
Right, exactly. And he, you know, it's interesting, but he's clearly wavering back and forth and back and forth, you know. And it's like he'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll get to that later. And it's like, you know, I see him push it aside and out the door and the papers weren't signed. But part of it was subconscious, too, in a way, you know. So just keep staying really clear with each other. Be really clear with him. And it'll be done before your 27th anniversary. And,
no, I don't want to. I can't wait that long because I'm anticipating new energy, new love coming in. I'm anticipating it by the summer. Finish.
Yeah, no, it'll be done the 26th year, so it'll be done, you know, long before the 27th anniversary. But so is your husband away for like 2 or 3 days or 2 or 3 weeks? How long is he away for?
He didn't tell me. He's very secretive, but he can't stay long because where he's going is going to cost him a lot of money, and he doesn't have a job, so he's going to start spending his savings. But I wouldn't anticipate it longer than a week, or maybe 5 days, 4 or 5 days. You know, he's going to New York City. Cost too much money to do that.
Oh, yeah, it's wicked expensive to be in New York City. I think within 2 to 3 weeks, you'll have that paperwork.
Okay. And then I'll sit on it until Mercury goes direct.
Because you can't sign it when it's in retrograde, because if anything is going to get messed up, it will.
That's what I'm going to have to text him and say, make sure, you know, let me know when you're back in D.C.
Right. They'll lose the paperwork at the courthouse or whatever. Some crazy stuff will happen. And then it'll delay it, you know. My guys are saying it's all in good timing, and they're showing that it'll all just fold right into place. It's all good timing. And it'll fold all into place. So just be patient. He has to mull things over, and he often has to go into a different place, a different space to do that. So I think he's going to have that opportunity while he's away. But it looks like it could be 2-3 weeks before either you get the paperwork or you can actually file the paperwork. Mike is saying before you get the paperwork. So don't be surprised if you don't get it this week or next week. But it looks like within the next 2 or 3 weeks, you'll have the paperwork.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you, dear sister.
Keep shedding your light
and encouraging people to pay attention, listen, and enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing your insights. I very much appreciate it.
You're very welcome. God bless.
God bless. How cool is that? Oh my gosh! I said, we have the best people on our show, and this is our show. It's not just my show; it's our show. Oh my goodness! I'm looking in the chat room, and it says Soul Sister Radio did throat chakra clearings today with a client. You know, and it's funny thing: as soon as you put this in, my throat started clearing up. And someone else in the chat room has nasal congestion. I have both of them going on right now at this moment. So thankfully, now they're all clear. Oh, how cool is that? Oh, my God. Thank you, guys. I love you guys so much. And I do want to give another shout out to Soul Sister Radio, and that is my dear friend Susan D. Mullen, who has been on our show several times, and she's going to be on soon, I hope. And so check out her new show, which is on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. You are going to love it because you love Susan already. So check it out. And Susan's website is susantmullen.com. And while we're doing a little housekeeping, when I'm not on Blog Talk Radio, you can find me on my website, cynthiafontaine.com. And you can conveniently book appointments with me right through the website. I have an automatic scheduler with times and dates that are available, and you can go right in and self-book, which is really helpful. My clients love that. And so you can connect with me on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. Also, check out my all-natural bath and body products, Alchemy of the Earth, which have no harsh chemicals or synthetic preservatives or anything like that. They're paraben-free and sulfate-free and all that sort of stuff. So check that out, Alchemy of the Earth. You know, the summer season is coming. You want your skin to look great. So check out my sugar scrubs or my salt scrubs. They really polish your skin and make you all sparkly. And the shave, the Smooth Shave Shave Balm, oh my God, you girls and guys will love it because your shave lasts so much longer. Like, I can shave in the morning, and by 5 o'clock, I'm still smooth. And with just regular soap or shave cream, that doesn't happen. In a couple hours, I'm stubbly. Anyway, so I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. I'm sorry I wasn't able to get to all the callers. We have less than 2 minutes left. And so I want to thank you again all for tuning in. And oh, thank you. Yes, I love you all too. And I'm so glad to be back on the radio as well because I really love you guys. And I missed you. I just couldn't work out the schedule. And I really needed, you know, the time to sort of regroup because my school schedule was totally insane. But again, I have a little break right now. Soul Sister Radio says that she loves Alchemy of the Earth products. Thank you, Susan. All right. So thank you guys all for tuning in. And so check out So I'll either be on next week again at 7 or in 2 weeks at 7. I'm pretty sure I'll be on next week. It's a little bit hectic with graduation, but I'm going to try my best to be here next week at 7 o'clock on Thursday night. I love you all so much. Thank you for staying with me all this time. I know some of my listeners, you guys have been here from the beginning. And, oh, Maya White is a friend of mine. Fantastic. I love Maya. Maya's been on the show before, too. Go back and listen to her replay. We had a lot of fun that day. Yeah, Maya's fabulous. So thank you all so much. And remember, choose a cruise in your life. Make conscious choices so later on down the road you can cruise. And choose from a place of joy because when you choose from joy, you're living in the energy you're meant to live in when you came to the planet. And everything works out really well when you're in joy. I love you all. Have a great weekend, and I will see you next week.
Let there be light in my life. There'll be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life. And let me know eternal. lap the waves upon this ocean, sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with the silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky, never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. Let there be light in my life, let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Will be gone.